Listen the article. India is organizing a virtual conference called Voice of Global South on January 12 to 13 as part of a new and unique effort in foreign policy. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, Government of India, representatives of 120 countries can participate in this conference. India is also the chairman of G20 this year, and this virtual conference is also being seen as an attempt to increase the influence of India's presidency of G20. Before this, there has not been a conference of the countries of the Global South on such a large scale. What is Global South? In the concept of dividing the world on the basis of economic and social development, the world has been divided into two parts. One is Global North and the other is Global South. The Global North has more developed, prosperous and industrialized countries in the world. Like America, European countries, Japan, South Korea, etc. On the other hand, there are less developed countries in the Global South on the basis of economic and social development. These include countries in Latin America, Africa, Asia and Oceania. On the basis of geography too, these countries come in the southern part of the world. So far, the Global North has had an influence in the economic and political decisions of the world. What will happen in Voice of Global South? According to the Ministry of External Affairs, Government of India, there will be 10 sessions in this two-day virtual conference, in which ministers and heads of state from different countries will participate. The purpose of this conference is to provide a platform to the countries coming to the Global South to present their stand on different global issues. The Ministry of External Affairs says that these efforts are based on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas. According to analysts, during its presidency in the G20, India also wants to raise the issues of the countries of the Global South and in a way wants to gain leadership of the region. In this conference, there will also be discussion on increasing cooperation in the field of economic development, environment, health, education and business. Apart from this, the side of the countries of the Global South will also be discussed on important issues like climate change. Why is India organizing this conference? India is also the chairman of G20 at this time. This is the first time that India has the presidency.